Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense, I encourage you to check out episode zero, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Well, friends, as always, I start each episode with big thanks. Thank you very much. Again, the feedback and the likes and the comments from last episode mean a ton. I really do appreciate it. I went back and re-listened to that episode, saw some things that I felt like I could change and improve. Even 500 plus episodes in, I still want to go back and make these episodes as effective for you as possible and encouraging and entertaining. So thank you as always for your likes and comments. Always, always, always. I appreciate it. And so this week, I have a list of topics, list of things I wanted to go through, but I wanted to do, I think I've only done one episode like this ever, and it was time to come back. And so today is answering listener questions. So I'm not quite sure how many I'm going to get to. I don't get questions every week, but I get questions along the way that are directed towards me at the podcast or just directed towards me during the week. And I thought I would do some listener questions. And so that's what I'm going to do. And so let's hop right in. And the first question is really interesting. The first question I found interesting was, how did you get the gig speaking in Pennsylvania recently at your 10 Strategies tour? Okay, so let me do some backstory on that. Last week, I gave a seminar called 10 Social Media Strategies to Gain Leads and Grow Revenue. And I gave that seminar three times this past week, and I have two more scheduled. So it's interesting. I have definitely done repeat seminars before. I've done the Breaking 250K multiple times. I've done the Capitalize the Power of AI Marketing several times, and along those lines. But never have I had one that has garnered this much interest, and I keep getting repeat invites. And so I want to tell you how it came about. But first, so what's going on is this past Tuesday, I gave that seminar for Clearview Title in Fredericksburg. And we also streamed that one online. And then the next day, I drove to Doylestown, Virginia, and I gave that seminar to some great folks. I was invited up there by Bill Rookstuhl of the AMG Cross Country Mortgage Team. And that one was actually at a Keller Williams in Doylestown, Virginia. Then Bill also brought me up the very next day, and I spoke to the Keller Williams Philly team with the same seminar. Well, then folks were like, hey, I haven't caught any of those. Can you do an online one? So next week in the Capitalize Your Best Facebook group on March 28th, I am going to give that seminar just online only in the Capitalize Your Best group. You're all invited to attend. All you got to do is join the Capitalize Your Best Facebook group and you'll get all the details there. And then now I've been invited to give that seminar again by Bill on April 18th with a realtor mastermind that he's a part of. And I think there's going to be one more coming. And so it's been pretty exciting. I have never had one particular seminar take off like that. And it's great to impact folks. So right now, you know, it's getting to the point where a couple hundred people are going to be impacted by that seminar. And it's super practical. It really is. Here are 10 strategies. And it also addresses the Facebook algorithm. But the question I've gotten from a bunch of people is, how did you get the invites to travel to another state and give a seminar? Well, there's a couple of things that have brought that about. It's not one simple answer. Well, the invite really comes about because I've been giving seminars for the last 2 years. You don't just all of a sudden get invited to give a seminar. So 2 years ago, I committed to start doing seminars in the Capitalize Your Best Facebook group, and I was doing them monthly just for that group of folks. And then we did some in-person seminars. We did two John Maxwell seminars, and then we did some workshops during COVID. And then we started producing seminars. And so we've done them on mindset. We've done them on marketing. We've done them on social media strategy. And so my goal last year was to get to twice a month doing seminars. And then from the encouragement from Jay Lee, the sales ninja, he's like, Gordon, you should be doing seminars every single week. And I'm like, sure, but there's got to be people who show up. And then sure enough, that has been coming together in the month of March. By the time I'm done, I think I will have given six seminars. And most of them have been by invite, which is really nice. And if I don't have an invite, then I'm just going to create a seminar and I'm going to put it together either in person or I'm going to do it in one of my Facebook groups. Well, I have been working with Clearview Title to do seminars now for about 6 months, and they've invited me several times, been really gracious to speak, and that's been progressing. And so they had already invited me to give the seminar here in Fredericksburg, and that was scheduled for Tuesday. But Philadelphia was a little different. The way that came about is I've already been up to Philadelphia twice to speak. I spoke in December, and it was either January or February. And it came about this way. With the Capitalize Your Best 12-month program, you get free access to the Capitalize CRM, which is powered by Go High Level. And so we offer that just as a free resource to our clients, or some people just hire us out to manage their CRMs for them. And I have a wonderful partner in that, two wonderful ladies, Vanessa and Shins, who own Marketing Muse, and they support my efforts in that. And we are partners together. Well, Vanessa moved to Doylestown, Virginia, and rented a co-working space. And the co-working space is owned by Bill Rickstuhl. And so they wanted to have a seminar. And so they invited me up in December to do the AI seminar that I've done before. And so Marketing Muse was doing some CRM stuff. And then I spoke. And so met Bill there, met all the great folks up there, met Sarah Gibson up there. And I met Becky and Jeff and just really great folks who I've gotten to know, become clients, who become friends. And that seminar went well. We got a good impact. It was a big crowd. And then Sarah Gibson, who works with the AMG Cross Country Lenders team, then invited me to come up early this year to Allentown. And I went up to a title company up there and spoke. And so that was a wonderful seminar, brand new area, kind of a cold crowd. They'd never heard of me. Really good for me to get up there. And so I had already been up there twice. Well, the seminars have been received well. And so the cross country team asked me, well, what are the seminars you have? And I told them, I said, well, I'll write a seminar for you anytime you want. But here are a list of ones I have. And they also chose the 10 strategies. So that's how I got up there. First of all, I had built the pattern and the reputation of speaking. And then I got invited up because of my partnership with Marketing Muse. And then I came up again with Sarah Gibson in Allentown. And then that went from there. So I wound up doing Tuesday in Fredericksburg, Wednesday in Doylestown, and Thursday in Philly. And they've been received so well that I thought, well, my community, Capitalize Your Best, has not had a chance to have this done just for them. So then I just decided on my own, well, I'm going to do one just for you guys. And so we're going to put that in the in the Capitalize Your Best Facebook group, and that's going to be on the 28th. And so I'm pretty excited about that. Well, then the seminars this past week were received so well that I was invited up to a realtor mastermind. That one's going to be online for private mastermind. And that one's on April 18th. So this seminar is getting legs. But that's the long answer of how were you invited to get up to Philadelphia to speak. One, the creating the pattern of year after year of speaking, and then partnering with Marketing Muse and get up there. So love those folks. They've been super gracious to me. I keep meeting great folks. Every time I go up there, I meet a new 20, 25 people. Really happy to support them and to educate them. And like I said, I've never had this before where one seminar just takes off. So the 10 strategies seminar is just making an impact. It's super practical. And if anyone's interested in knowing more about it or what it looks like to hold one, just reach out to me. I will be glad to help. So that is grab bag question number one. The second one, I have answered multiple times in the past week, and it's the question I'm probably asked most. It's not one of those fake social media posts, like one of the questions I get asked, we have to make it up. Like I answer this question all the time, and it doesn't have anything to do practically with Capitalize Your Best. But the question I get asked all the time is very different than the first one. It's, why did you leave ministry? So let me explain that. I've done entire podcasts on this, so feel free to go back and look at the podcast in October or November of 2020. I did a full episode on why I made the transition. But I'll be glad to answer it again. I don't mind answering the question one bit. I think many of you know, maybe you don't all know, but I spent 20 years in ordained ministry, and I planted two churches beginning in 2005 through the end of 2020, so 15 years. And so I spent 15 years as a full-time pastor, and I was the assistant pastor at a couple of churches as well. And for the first church, I was a church planter. That's where you go to a town and start a church where one doesn't exist. And so for the first church plant, I was what was called bivocational, where you have two jobs basically. You're working as a pastor, and then you're working also outside the church. And that's because when you plant a church, you've got to have funding. And if you don't have enough funding to work full time, you got to go make that up. And so back in North Carolina, primarily, my second job was consulting with eye doctors because I had been eye care manager. I managed a large clinic up in the RTP area, and then I was consulting with eye doctors to get through seminary. So I just continued that when I planted the church. So for the most part, during those 7 years in North Carolina, I was also bivocational. Well, when I came up to North Carolina, excuse me, came up to Virginia, for the first few years, I didn't really do a whole lot of work, and that was part of my seizure battle and several other things, but then continued to do it. And in 2020, we just had to make a choice. I've always seen, I always wanted to be like the long-term pastor, but I realized that my gifting is starting to make sense with my business as well. And that I was good and gifted at starting churches, but usually around year five, I begin to realize, someone else would probably serve this, the new voice that would come in. But I wasn't practically thinking those thoughts in 2020. What I was thinking is that I owned Capitalized Marketing, and it was doing pretty well, but I was also a pastor. In 2020, I was turning 50. My daughters were in high school, and graduations and future weddings and all those things were at play. And during the lockdown portion of COVID, my family was recording our church services in the front living room. I was playing guitar and preaching. Meredith was singing. Landry was playing guitar. Emma was helping with lights and sound. Emma was playing. Amy was playing piano, and we recorded the entire service in our front living room. And then we would do that on Saturdays, and then we would upload them to YouTube, so that on Sunday the church would be able to watch the service from home, because we weren't able to meet in person because we were at the YMCA, and the YMCA wasn't allowing public gatherings, which we understood. That dynamic really changed things because for the first time in my entire life, I woke up on a Sunday and I wasn't going to church. I wasn't going to worship. We had already had our service. And so every Sunday, during that lockdown portion, my family and I went for a hike. We did. We found a trail locally, and we would go for a walk, and it was a wonderful time. And I was doing everything I could at that time to still care for the church, though face-to-face interaction was limited. I was doing a Bible study. I think it was Monday through Thursday at 12, or Monday through Thursday at 12:30. I can't remember. And trying to run Bible studies through Zoom, meet with people distance best I could. But no matter how hard you worked, the scope of things were just different. I had more time. So Amy and I spent a lot of time just talking and thinking and praying about what next steps looked for us. Because as a church planter of two churches, I didn't have retirement. The long-term planning for life and career had taken a back burner to starting the two churches. And again, a place of life, our girls going into high school and soon graduating and going to college and weddings and all those things that might be in the future. And then looking at my skill set, an honest assessment of what I was like as a pastor, and what I was most gifted at was starting churches. So then Amy and I were like, okay, well, does that mean we start another one? And what that meant was probably moving to a new town and starting another church. And we didn't really want to do that. We were at a place in life where our girls were coming close to the end of high school, and we didn't want to make them start all over again. So going and starting another church didn't make sense. And then we were looking at the church I planted, and there were two very encouraging things. Financially, the church was doing okay, and there was some really committed leadership at the church. And so if we did step away, the church would have some stability financially and leadership-wise, and we didn't want them to struggle in that. And that was important. We weren't going to leave the church in a bad way. And so Amy and I and the girls were like, it's time. I mean, I had been in full-time ministry for, so I'd been ordained for 20 years. I've been full-time in some capacity for at least 15, maybe 17, if you count being in seminary. And it was time. You know, it was either, you know, go all in and plant another church, or go all in with Capitalize as our livelihood. And we did. I walked away with no hesitancy about the decision. I was given an opportunity to walk it back. We had some people call us crazy. We had some people no longer want to hang out with us. You know, the repercussions are not at the question being asked here. The question is, why did you leave ministry? But I also knew that I hadn't abandoned my faith. And I also knew that the opportunities to be who I was with my faith and the community were going to expand. And they definitely have. And so that's why we retired from ministry and went into Capitalize full time. And it's been a blast. It's been hard. It's always hard, but it's still been a blast. You know, people ask me, like, well, aren't you called to be a minister? I get that question a little bit less, but I get it anyway. And guys, I don't feel like my calling's changed. I feel like my venue and my location and things like that have changed. But I still feel very called to be Gordon with Faith, and sorry about the third person there, in my community. But it just looks different. And so here we are, over 3 years now since we've gone into full-time ministry, actually probably almost 3.5 years going away from full-time ministry into Capitalize full-time. So that answers that question. I know that people ask it a lot. If you want more answers now, and I'll talk about it, I don't mind talking about it one bit. I mean, we feel 100% at peace. We felt at peace the entire time about the decision. So that's been wonderful. And so even when it's been tight as a small business owner, I've never doubted, and like, did we make a wrong decision? Not at all. Not one bit. So guys, I think that's all we're going to get to today for Grab Bag is how did I get invited to go speak in Philly, which is a fun story. And then why did we leave full-time ministry? And if you like this, we'll do another Grab Bag of questions sometime soon. I didn't attribute this question to any one person. I wanted to, but I've been asked this question by multiple people, so it's not really possible to attribute it to one person. But I appreciate you guys listening. If you would like to attend the 10 Strategies Seminar, it's going to be live in my Capitalize Your Best Facebook group. It's going to be 6:30 p.m. on March 28th, so you can go there and get the Zoom link. There will be a proper registration link in the next day or two. So please look for that. That helps me know who's there. And then anytime, if we do have another in-person one, I'll let you know very soon. Or as always, if you just want to get in contact with me or know more, you can go to capitalizeyourbest.com. That is capitalizeyourbest.com. I appreciate you watching and listening. And I can't wait to talk again soon, guys. Thanks so much. And we'll see you next week.